out one. Listen and circle the best answer. Litter.
1.
Susan used to have green hair, and she listened to really cool music. Now her hair is brown and plain. She used to go to parties all the time, but all she does now is work and talk about work. She's become really boring.
2.
Russell Smith used to be really shy. When I knew him in elementary school, he'd sit in the corner of the classroom and look at the floor all day. I can't believe he's a famous rock star now, singing in front of thousands of people.
3.
Jack used to be a fun, easygoing kind of guy. Any little thing would make him laugh, and he was always telling jokes. I can't believe how much he's changed since he started law school. Now he's always serious and stressed out. He must be under a lot of pressure.
4.
Since she got married, Laura has really let herself go. She's gained about 20 kilos now, and she always wears baggy old t-shirts and sweatpants. And she doesn't even comb her hair or anything.
Now listen again.
1.
Susan used to have green hair, and she listened to really cool music. Now her hair is brown and plain. She used to go to parties all the time, but all she does now is work and talk about work. She's become really boring.
2.
Russell Smith used to be really shy. When I knew him in elementary school, he'd sit in the corner of the classroom and look at the floor all day. I can't believe he's a famous rock star now, singing in front of thousands of people.
3.
Jack used to be a fun, easygoing kind of guy. Any little thing would make him laugh, and he was always telling jokes. I can't believe how much he's changed since he started law school. Now he's always serious and stressed out. He must be under a lot of pressure.
4.
Since she got married, Laura has really let herself go. She's gained about 20 kilos now, and she always wears baggy old t-shirts and sweatpants. And she doesn't even comb her hair or anything.
That is the end of part one. Now we come to part two. Part two. Listen and complete the missing information.
An interview with Dr. McMahon. What do you do, Dr. McMahon?
I'm an environmental scientist. My job is to find ways to conserve energy at school, at home, and at work.
What can we do to conserve energy?
If you plant a garden and grow your own vegetables, you can conserve energy. You can also recycle bottles and cans after you use them.
What about conserving electricity?
If you use energy-saving light bulbs and turn off the lights when you leave a room, you'll conserve electricity. You'll also conserve energy if you take a bus, a train, or a subway. Remember, you don't have to drive your car everywhere.
Thank you, Dr. McMahon.
You're welcome.
Now listen again.
1. What do you do, Dr. McMahon?
I'm an environmental scientist. My job is to find ways to conserve energy at school, at home, and at work.
What can we do to conserve energy?
If you plant a garden and grow your own vegetables, you can conserve energy. You can also recycle bottles and cans after you use them.
What about conserving electricity?
If you use energy-saving light bulbs and turn off the lights when you leave a room, you'll conserve electricity. You'll also conserve energy if you take a bus, a train, or a subway. Remember, you don't have to drive your car everywhere.
Thank you, Dr. McMahon.
You're welcome.
That is the end of the listening test.